Welcome back, listeners. And I'm going to be interviewing a gentleman called Eric Stayart, and he is the advocacy officer with the Irish Cancer Society about a new report outlining the financial impact of a cancer diagnosis. Good morning, Eric.
Hi, Myra. Thanks for having me.
Not at all. I just want to make sure I have your name right. It's Eric Stayart, is it?
That's correct.
Okay,
yes.
Wonderful. Eric, I'm just reading this report about, well, first of all, welcome to the Near FM this morning. But I'm a little bit worried about this new report outlining the financial impact of a cancer diagnosis. Can you explain to our listeners a little bit more about this? Because I'm a little bit surprised, maybe a little bit shocked now.
Yeah, absolutely, Myra. So the Irish Cancer Society this week has launched a new report on the real cost of cancer. And the report is basically it's conducted by Kantar, and it takes into consideration the views of over 500 cancer patients, families and carers across the country. And the main findings of the report that we've launched this week is that you know, there's a huge range of costs that cancer patients and their families incur during treatment. We've heard from many patients that these can often be financially crippling. So, you know, while most people think about the immediate medical costs involved when we think of a cancer diagnosis, what this report that we've launched this week shows is that the financial impact of cancer impacts nearly every aspect of a patient's life. So firstly, you know, people often face a huge drop in income. So this report shows that the average drop in income faced by patients following a cancer diagnosis is over €18,000 a year, and that can rise to over €20,000 a year for some. We've heard from self-employed people who had to cease trading as they could no longer work, and families which have lost two incomes, you know, the person receiving a cancer diagnosis unable to work and their partner then having to leave work to care for them. So, you know, this is coupled with, you know, the expenses that one can face after a cancer diagnosis. So in terms of expenses, what this report shows is that a cancer diagnosis can cost people an extra €756 a month on average when you take into consideration all of the additional costs that come with the diagnosis. So, you know, this report this week that we're launching, we're hoping to kind of shed some light on these issues and to kind of provide a roadmap to maybe reducing some of the financial burdens that patients face.
And Eric, can I just ask you, is this this cost, even if somebody has a private health insurance, is this cost still coming through on that as well? Because like, I have private health insurance and I'm not married or anything else like that. But so is this a burden on both people who are in the going to the HSC, public or private? It's nearly damaging completely.
Yeah, and you know, so the costs that are incurred can affect everybody. You know, those with private health insurance, those with a medical card, there are, you know, numerous costs that come with a diagnosis. So that €756 figure that I mentioned covers a range of items. So this can include things like medication and hospital charges. You know, the things that tend to spring to mind when we think of a cancer diagnosis, but it also extends much further. You know, there are costs associated with going to and from treatment, including car parking charges, transport, and even accommodation for those who have to travel long distances to come to kind of the larger urban centres for their treatment. So people also see much bigger day-to-day expenses in the home as well as a result of a cancer diagnosis. You know, we know that when people are going through treatment, they're spending more time at home and can often feel the cold more. So utility bills can rise rapidly at this time too. And then we see people experiencing higher childcare costs and expenditure on specialist care items, things like support clothing, and new costs on specialist personal care items, like moisturisers, you know, toothpaste and other toiletries that they wouldn't necessarily incur if it weren't for their diagnosis. And then there are things, Myra, like, you know, the bigger one-off costs the patient face. So things like wigs, specialist bras and dental work that might come with more site-specific cancers like head and neck cancers. And unfortunately, you know, all of this really does add up and hits cancer patients and families hard. So, you know, we've heard a number of stories from patients and having heard the feedback from the report, you know, there's instances of marital breakdowns as a result of the financial pressures of a diagnosis, people maxing out credit cards to cover utilities bills. And, you know, our report even shows that while the majority of patients are facing increased expenditure in the home, one in five patients actually had to cut back on household bills, including electricity and heating, just to manage because they couldn't afford the cost. So there are a range of costs associated with a diagnosis that can hit everybody, really.
Well, Eric, I have to say to you, in one level, I'm actually quite aware of this. On another level, I don't have children myself, and I'm not married. So, but if in my own family, I don't want to go too close, but it was the next generation, and my family got an awful shock, and we did. The rest of my siblings did kind of put in money towards cost, but I had no idea. I have a list here, and I'm actually shocked, completely shocked. And are you telling me that if somebody goes for treatment, even to hospital, they have to pay for car park as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, some of the costs associated with appointments do come through very strongly in the report. So, you know, we're seeing that the average additional costs associated with visiting hospitals for appointments or treatments, you know, costs such as petrol, parking, and eating in the hospital are €291 a month on average. So, I mean, this really is something that the Irish Cancer Society has been campaigning on for quite some time to reduce the cost of parking at hospitals, across hospitals in the Republic of Ireland, to kind of have better signposting where there are concessions available to patients who might be, you know, there for long-term treatment. And then, you know, included in kind of those costs associated with appointments are you know, also the cost of eating in hospitals, whereby, you know, patients might not have the facilities to prepare meals before they come to an appointment if they don't have access to fridges and kind of cooking facilities. So there are a number of things that go into that. So, you know, and these are costs that are faced by so many of the patients that took part in the survey. You know, more than 8 to 10 people incurred average travel costs of €164 per month. And again, more than 8 in 10 incurred parking costs at an average of €64 per month. So again, you know, when you take all of these pieces together, you know, Ireland, at the best of times, there are a lot of families who are living month to month and really working hard to put food on the table. And then you add in, you know, a cancer diagnosis and the results can really be catastrophic.
Eric, can I ask you, what could our listeners do to protect themselves in such a situation as this?
Yeah, and you know, it's a great question, Myra. I suppose part of the report that we have here is to you know, give ourselves a role in better signposting, you know, provision of information for people. But what I would say is that there are you know, a number of ways that people can protect their income. We have a role to better you know, work with financial institutions and insurance companies to develop resources and to kind of start to have the conversations about how, you know, we can better provide that information to people who might face a cancer diagnosis or who are worried about what the implications of a diagnosis would have. But really, you know, there are actions for government that we do see here. You know, so, you know, when we're talking about the recommendations in the report, we think that, you know, there should be greater policies to reduce the medical costs faced by patients, that car parking charges for cancer patients at public hospitals should be reduced, greater provision of medical cards as well, I think is very important for cancer patients, and supports for those facing loss in income, and also, you know, supports for carers of cancer patients, because one thing that the report does show is that, you know, in addition to the kind of impact that a cancer diagnosis can have on patients, nearly half of all carers also faced, you know, a drop in their income as a result of having to care for someone with a cancer diagnosis.
Oh, right. Oh, my goodness. And can I just ask you, when the main centres are in the cities, aren't they? So if you're coming from the country up, do you have a carer might have to pay for accommodation?
Yeah, it's possible. And that's something that we're seeing as well, Myra, in the report, is that, you know, in addition to costs associated, like parking and transport costs, you know, one in five people had accommodation costs associated with attending appointments, and that can average, you know, about €210 per month. So again, it kind of adds to that piece of you know, all of these costs adding up as well to kind of to increase that burden.
I'm just wondering, how can our listeners help? How can they contact you to give some financial support? Because that's really what you need.
Yeah, and look, there are a number of ways for listeners to get involved with the Irish Cancer Society. You know, I suppose as we come up to this time of year and to the Christmas season, you know, we do have a couple of fundraising initiatives. There are our Christmas cards that that, you know, you can purchase at major retailers, Dunn, Tesco, and Easton's, the Irish Cancer Society branded Christmas cards. There's also, you know, you host your own event. There's, you know, Christmas jumper mornings, coffee mornings, and a lot of ways that people are kind of getting involved, you know, and kind of coming up with their own creative ways to host fundraising money to the Irish Cancer Society as well. So there are a couple of ways, and, you know, I would certainly encourage people to get in touch with us here, you know, at the Irish Cancer Society, and we'd be happy to kind of talk through any concerns that listeners will have, but also to kind of point people in the right direction for those who would like to get involved with some fundraising.
That's great, and I hope our listeners are listening and will take that on board. I would just like to ask also that when you talk about people, are you also including children in this? Does the cost cover for children as well that might have a diagnosis?
Yeah, so I mean, the report itself kind of spans, you know, really across the population of Ireland. So it looks at you know, individual patients, but also carers and families. And, you know, we do, you know, hear back from people who fill out the survey on behalf of younger people who've had a diagnosis as well. And so, you know, the cost of cancer can impact individuals, but it can also impact families. And that's what we're kind of seeing as well, is that, you know, this isn't just an individual issue. And a lot of people are saying that without, you know, the support that they experience from families and also from neighbours and their wider communities, that they just wouldn't be able to manage the financial impact of a cancer diagnosis in a lot of cases. So really there is a massive impact there for families across the country.
I also think that there has to be a complete rethink about planning, not just of hospitals, but in other completely different areas. I know that in France, their healthcare service at the moment is probably the greatest one in Europe. And also, you could go to see a doctor, the cost is only €30. So there's quite a gap between France and Ireland for whatever reason. And so I don't know if you've done research in other countries or contacted people around Europe.
Yeah, and so I suppose, you know, in the Irish case, I would say that there are a number of steps that can be taken, and the Irish Cancer Society will continue to call for. And these are things like the abolition of inpatient charges. You know, not a lot of people know that when you go to get chemotherapy, that you have to pay €80 every time that you go for a visit, and that's capped at €800 per year for those going through public hospitals. But still, you know, these things really do add up, and so we'd like to see, you know, a number of steps being taken to kind of to help to reduce that financial burden. And I would say also there included in that is the car parking charges, and also kind of, you know, reducing the drugs payment scheme further and trying to really provide, you know, a multi-pronged approach to reducing the financial burden that patients are facing.
I'm just wondering, Eric, how can our listeners get more information?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, listeners can go to our website, Myra. It's www.cancer.ie/real cost. The real cost of cancer being the report that we've launched this week. And there are, you know, information there on the findings of the report, but also our website has kind of signposts to other services and our own services that we can, you know, use to kind of help patients through a cancer diagnosis. And certainly I would encourage listeners to get in touch. We also have a nurse line that is staffed with registered cancer nurses. And if listeners would like to call our nurse line. It is 1850, I believe 1850 60 and so certainly, you know, we would just encourage people to get in touch, and that can be to voice concerns, to kind of learn about the other services that might be available to them, and to look through the findings of this report that we've launched.
Eric, thank you so much for coming online today to Near FM, and I really appreciate you telling us all about that. To say that I'm shocked is an understatement, and in the meantime, I really appreciate you chatting with us this morning. Thank you very much.
Thanks a million, Myra. I'll actually just add one thing. The Cancer Nurse Line number is 1800 200 700, and listen, thanks very much for having me on.
Eric, just repeat that number slowly, please.
So it's 1-800-200-700.
Thank you very much, Eric. Appreciate that.